Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Conclave Radio!
And Nate's here.
Yeah. We're having Conclave Radio.
He's our new intern. He's already done more than you. Nate doesn't give me much. I don't know how to read him.
You ready?
Yeah. I'm Casey, and I'm the host.
And you're Iron Man.
Yeah, and I'm Iron Man.
So, I'm Spider-Man, and I pull.
Good. Nailed it.
I'm Nate, and I just got here.
I'm Greg, and I'm Spider-Man's dad.
We have intro music.
Oh.
Now.
I'm Blake, and my intro just got cut, apparently. So.
No, it's okay. That means your intro is the best.
He's Blake, and he's the only one that actually gets intro.
I was wondering why I wasn't playing. That makes more sense. Welcome to Conclave Radio. And if you're on Facebook, you couldn't see us for about 2 seconds. We're good. It's okay. It's a camera adjustment.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Just an ID10T user error.
Yeah. Hey, Mountain Dew Bros. That's a clink.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The only thing that kept me up at school today.
Yes.
Yes. All right. He doesn't have Mountain Dew, but that's about. That's good.
That's fine.
He's cool enough.
What's in your cup?
It's Spider-Man.
Juice. I
mean, what kind of juice?
Exactly.
It's, what juice is in there?
It's apple juice and oh, I forgot already, too. What kind of juice is in it?
It's crunk juice.
Crunk.
Crunk juice.
Crunk juice.
Yeah.
Because I like crunk juice.
Yeah.
Teaching my son the right ways.
This is silly.
This is silly. Welcome to our silly podcast, everyone. And if you're watching on Facebook, you may notice a new decoration that we haven't even hung up yet behind me. Wham! That's a Conclave movie poster because there's a Conclave documentary up in the world.
That's actually really cool.
Thank you.
Isn't it? It's awesome.
We're going to hang it up on the wall to look cooler.
I'm just glad I made it onto the picture montage.
I'll be honest with you, Greg. I had to cut you off a few times.
Did you?
I got a lot of you. I got a lot of some people that I need to cut some out of.
You know, I actually haven't looked at it.
I was there.
Nate, hand me that poster.
Yeah. Please be careful. Because someone broke the glass last time.
I'm very that guy.
It's a little heavy.
That's okay.
Woo!
Very dangerous operation here.
It's okay.
There we go.
And now Facebook can't see it.
There's a big collage on it, and he's trying to find himself. I know you're on there somewhere. At least
no, I just want to see what the pictures are.
I had asked some of the leaders to send me all the Conclave pictures they had, so I made a collage as big as I could.
Oh, I know he's on there at least once. I found him.
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
But now, what this means is there's a Conclave documentary out. It's on, actually, it's not on our YouTube. Yes, and it does feature Conclave Radio. It's not on our Conclave's YouTube yet, but it will be soon because I haven't gotten to it. But it is, if you want to look for it, it's on the YouTube page Sarah Beth Miller. You can go ahead and like and subscribe there if you'd like.
Because she's awesome.
Because she's awesome. She's the one who made it, directed it, edited it, everything.
We're missing someone.
We are missing someone, but it's okay. He's never here, so it's okay. I didn't call you out, by the way. Brayden did.
You can say that because he's not here.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, go ahead, and it tells you about what Conclave is, who we are, and how you can get involved. Because we'd love for you to join. We'd love for anyone to join. Joy. You can have joy, too.
We want joy.
We want joy, and we want you to join to have joy.
Joy.
So go ahead. And while we're sponsoring things, go ahead and follow Conclave Metro. On social media. And Conclave Radio. On Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all of them. Facebook. It's okay. I know.
He's going to be a talker like you, isn't he?
Oh, he's going to be a host is what he's going to do. He's going to host a radio show.
I know.
He knows.
I do have him speaking over him that he's going to be a pastor one day.
Really?
So,
because, yeah. See, I'm getting taught.
Speaking of the documentary, this past Sunday we had...
When I get bigger, I'll try to sit there sometimes.
Yikes, yeah.
Oh, he's taking sick our burn. Seats now.
No one else heard that. No, someone in particular, yeah.
Wow. Okay. But this past Sunday we actually... Yeah, 1 second. one second. Celebrated the 2 year...
He's crunk. You can't help it.
I know. I'd be crunk, too.
He's on the crunk.
2 year anniversary of Conclave. And also, we celebrated by watching the premiere of the Conclave documentary, which does... it stars some of us. Not to brag, but we are now stars.
Should sign the poster.
I thought about it. I thought about printing another one just so some of us could sign just it. But then I thought that'd be a little too far. Give it to Jason. Give it to Jason Browning.
Can I point out that you and Clint made it on the poster, but the rest of us didn't?
Yes, you did.
No, I mean like names. Your name is on it twice. Clint's name is only on it once.
Oh, and the crits.
Yeah.
And then Sarah
well,
Beth,
most
Sarah
of them
Beth,
is
Sarah
Beth. The only reason I put my name on there is because I designed a poster. And Clint's the leader, the technical
leader. Someone typed your name on it and you're on it?
Most of it's Sarah Beth, Sarah Beth. It should have been Sarah Beth, Sarah Beth, Sarah Beth, Sarah Beth.
Yeah.
Did your name want to be in there? Did you contribute?
Did your name want to be in there?
I can make a claim to having some contribution.
Okay.
Welcome
That's
to
fair.
Conclave Radio.
Welcome to Conclave Radio.
We should get a Conclave Radio poster, man.
We should get a Conclave Radio poster.
Yeah, we could. Actually, be very much good. I was thinking first we need a Conclave Radio movie, but then again, the Conclave documentary
did feature Conclave Radio.
There's footage of past Conclave Radios.
So in the blooper sections, it's going to be all of season one.
That is the blooper. Yeah, please just watch.
The blooper reel is named the Michelle episode.
Oh! Speaking of people who broke glass.
If you do that, you won't have any
I was putting
pictures.
The poster in the first frame.
Yeah.
And I left to go do something else, and I came back, and she said, I broke it. I said, what? I cried, and it's okay, but I broke it. And I'm like, well, because it was on a table. It was on a flat surface.
Right.
I didn't know how she broke it. I still don't know how she broke it.
You probably
it's okay, because we had multiple frames.
Yeah.
So, it's okay.
She's not going to be allowed to touch anything
okay.
in my house.
Okay. Huh.
Y'all's house.
Yeah, I was just about to say, y'all's house. It's
look, that's
70.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with the first half of that
It's
statement.
70% just hers. Hers.
Look,
yeah.
Property lives amongst property, so.
And now we're being treated as dangerous territory.
No,
so
I love her. I'm her property.
Quick segue out of that.
Okay, so we had the Conclave documentary, which was awesome, by the way.
We had a lot of people show up. A lot of Metro, a lot of people not from Metro show up.
Yeah,
it was
celebrate.
Huge.
I think. He were to guess, he said at least 75 people were there. I didn't count.
Yeah.
We should have counted. But it was filled. And you can see that day.
Hey, speaking of.
Hey, is that door right there open? Could you close it? You're the best.
She was supposed to bring me tacos.
She didn't bring you
tacos.
But it's a good thing she didn't bring you tacos, because
taco
I would have made you feel horrible about not bringing me tacos.
They're 70% her tacos.
I wouldn't have cared.
We're talking about properties. And also, this past Conclave, there were 75 people there. And you can go see how many people were actually there. And welcome to Conclave Radio on our Instagram page, Conclave_Metro.
How do you mess up time?
And Conclave Radio. It's okay. It may be an interesting episode. We don't have our tacos today.
All right, so
it's Taco Wednesday.
I knew something was missing.
I thought it was Taco Tuesday.
Well, it's not Tuesday, is it?
Well, so then there's no reason to have tacos,
except for they're good.
Shouldn't it be like Wings Wednesday.
I'm okay with that too. I have tacos with mom and dad.
You have tacos with mom and dad on Tuesday?
We're gonna have tacos this weekend.
Taco Saturday. Taco every day.
Is that allowed?
Is that allowed?
That's my favorite.
It's almost a sin.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Tacos are your favorite? Pizzas are my favorite.
Okay, so why don't we go around just real...
Pizza Hut's too.
So for those of you who are wondering why this particular episode is quite eventful and very off track, you can blame my genetics. Squirrel. So let's go around the table and talk about what we thought about the documentary. Blake, why don't you start?
I was going to also say we could also include and go a little bit further and say, like, what Conclave meant to us to summarize things.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
But have you been to a Conclave?
No.
Right, well, you're excluded.
Hey.
I didn't mean it.
I'm 16.
Wait, you've been to Conclave?
I'll be there soon. Nah.
Have you not?
Yeah, no. You have.
I'd say you should have, as an intern on Conclave Radio, I feel as if you should at least come to one Conclave.
I would like to come, like, on a Sunday night, but, like, you know, I live kind of out yonder.
Yeah.
So.
It's understandable. It's okay. Yeah.
It's not really a good excuse, because three of the people at this table live out yonder.
What about it being rainy? Is that still acceptable?
We're not talking about that.
Well, when it's
actually
raining...
How far away do you live, Blake?
Like 15 minutes.
Yeah, so Blake's the closest.
Yeah. I'm like 20 minutes. Ooh, careful.
I'm like 33.
Conclave Radio.
You're going to be sick.
That's okay.
You're still...
I'm still coming to work.
Yeah, you're right.
I have to wash that mic out.
Oh, not the mic. Anyway, we can go around the room.
That should be a song. That should be a song.
I try to ring it in. You can't tell me to focus. Like, I'm trying to pull it in.
Okay.
Casey.
Oh, am I starting?
What'd you think of the documentary? What's Conclave mean to you?
Okay, perfect. This is easy. I loved the documentary because it is it's a great way.
Hey, would you play to me and say, I'm Spider-Man?
Okay. It's a great way to learn what Conclave is if you're interested, and you even get to meet some of the people in Conclave. And it's more than just a group. And I know Clint hates using the word small group. And
oh, you said the S word.
Well, I said, I'm saying it's not. Right? And it's a college and career ministries. Oh, I'm a heathen. It's a college and career ministries, but to some of us who are in Conclave, it's also more than that.
Yeah,
and I think, I heard this a lot of times throughout all the interviews. It's a family.
Yeah,
and it's changed my life. And a cult, but that's okay because we're successful.
Only sometimes.
Yeah, only sometimes. Don't worry, we don't have Kool-Aid. And then I'm off track again. Welcome to Conclave Radio. And what Conclave means to me, like I said, it's a family.
It's you know, like the devil on one shoulder and like that angel on the other.
So what's going to happen is everyone's going to listen to the episode and count how many times we said it, and then that's going to be in their head for the rest of the day.
It's like if you had a young child Greg on your shoulder instead of the devil or an angel.
Whether Brayden's here or not, I have a young Greg on my shoulder telling me what to do.
Like, always getting everything off track.
Well, I'm still trying to go. I'm just saying, welcome to Conclave Radio.
We need to record that and add it to our soundboard.
Welcome to Conclave. Okay. What Conclave means to me, it's a family. Since the 2 years that it started, my life has changed and has been saved from other paths. I've made friendships I never thought I'd have, and I am proud to call those people my brothers, sisters, families in Christ. And just in friendship. So, and one of the big things of the documentary was, you know, what's the biggest thing about Conclave? They said the people, and I was one of those people. So, and I had short hair.
I think the thing that that really hit me about the documentary is how many people it seems like part of why everybody thinks of it as a family, mm-hmm. part of why everybody is so happy, like, focused on the people, is because there really is a sense of belonging in Conclave. Like, Conclave is focused on making sure everybody belongs. And that belonging really matters to people. And that's what people are looking for, right?
Absolutely.
That was the whole point of the documentary, is everybody wants community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we at Conclave are so focused on making sure everybody feels like they belong.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that really, to me, was what came across in the documentary. And it was really powerful.
Because it was interesting how it noticed. It said at one point, everyone is different. Yeah. And at one point, one of the people who were interviewed that was like everyone's the same as me. You know, meaning, you know, everyone comes from different backgrounds. Everyone is different, unique, you know. But also, at the same time, we've all had experiences. We all have drama and stuff. And this is where we as broken people can come together and break bread together.
And it gives us a common ground. And I think, to me, that's what Conclave is. When you recognize that we're a group of broken people breaking bread together, that's the common ground.
Absolutely.
That's what Conclave really strikes home with me. When I think about Conclave, I think about common ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because even, I mean, the old geezers like me have common ground with everybody else. And
no, absolutely.
I think that's what gives it that sense of belonging. And
like where someone, you know, Nate's age can easily relate to, you know, someone who's my age can relate to someone who's y'all's age.
You just got lumped in the old
guys. I was going to say, y'all's age.
Yeah, well, like, from my perspective,
from
you're taller and you have a beard, so you're older than me by a lot.
Okay.
The beard adds extra years.
See, I'm trying, so I'm trying to get to your group.
Well, I think, so the thing about Conclave is, like, even if, because with any group of people, there's always going to be certain people that are particular personality set for another particular personality. And what I think is good is, like, even though they're still like, okay, well, that's closer of a friend to me than somebody else, like, it's kind of, and especially recently, gotten to the point where it's becoming more open for people to be more vulnerable in front mm-hmm. of each other. Like, we're more understanding, like, not that we weren't before, but, like, there's
the relationships.
Everybody
grow.
Was private. Everybody was a little bit more private.
Everyone's starting
to open up. And, like, as we're getting different types of people come into play, like, they're bringing their particular problems with them, and they're letting that be a thing where, as Christians, what we should be doing to begin with, hey, these are my problems, like, can y'all help me with them?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they're not being guarded.
Yeah,
they're being
exactly.
honest. And
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are some people who, well, I don't know how I'm trying to say this, but they're like, you know, that's, you notice that in Conclave, and you build relationships throughout the group, and once you get that comfort level and have all those relationships, it's obviously easier to let people know about what you're dealing with and all that baggage you bring in. And even then, there's some baggage that you hold on to that you don't let anyone know. Even I have some stuff that I should, you know, probably let everyone know. Like, that's what our group me is for. We have a Conclave group me, and every day there's someone with a prayer request. And it's awesome, because that's what it's for. That's mainly what it's for, to mm-hmm. check in on everybody, to support each other, to ask for support. And it's amazing to see how comfortable they are with sharing that kind of stuff, and how comfortable we are in responding to it and helping them out as friends and as family.
So can I just say, one of the things that hit me when I was watching the documentary is how much I'm so ready for us to have another revival.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, I'm so ready.
Because I saw the picture,
yeah.
like, as she was going through, I saw some of the video of the revival,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, ooh, I can't wait for the next Conclave.
Did you
revival.
Go to the last one?
Yes.
Yes. It was awesome.
And then I was sitting at work today, and one of the girls that I work with, she said something about, she was asking about how my weekend went, and I was telling her, because I went to a prayer weekend, I guess is how I would describe it. It's interesting. Yeah, there's really no good way to describe it. So, but I guess three out of the five people in the room have been to it. So there's that y'all understand.
One on the way.
And one on the way very soon. Actually, four, because he's been. But
wow,
he's been for most of it.
And he, anyway, he could go soon,
you,
too.
You could go to VU.
Actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I was telling one of the people I work with about it, and I was like, you know, it was really nice because we had lots of, you know, worship and lots of prayer, and the Holy Spirit was there. And she was like, I hate revivals like that. Like, we're going to have to do revival here shortly, and I probably won't go to church that week.
Really?
And I was like,
what?
You can really? Tell me when you have revival, because I'll happily go to that revival.
That's a say.
And she was like, why would you want to go to the revival? And I was like, because it's revival, and I already missed the one that we did. Because
it's reviving.
So, yeah, I really want to go.
Yeah, I guess that person misses the point of revivals.
Well, they have to drive an hour to go to their church.
Oh.
So.
Well, I mean, I'd still go.
Where's the church at?
Up near where we live.
I drive 40 minutes from school to get to work, and that's fine with me. No. I do that every day. Nate, what does conclave mean to you?
Well,
being someone who hasn't been yet.
I'm actually really looking forward to being in conclave, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, like all of y'all said, it's like a family. And what I think is cool about conclave is, like, you know, everybody, even in youth group, you know, everybody up here, this is kind of like a central location. So, like, hardly anybody in youth group goes to the same school. And, like, it's kind of hard, you know, being in a culture that's kind of, like, against Christianity, especially in school, you know, to, like, make friends and have people close to you that you can, like, talk to about stuff, you know? And I think it's cool to have a group like that from different places that you can, you know, meet with on a daily basis and be like, hey, you know, and, like, kind of, like, you know, talk to and kind of, you know, keep yourself accountable and keep other people accountable and just kind of grow together. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to joining that in 2 years. So.
Mm-hmm.
I love youth group, Aaron, but, you know.
Basically, what he's saying, I won't say it.
We're better, is what Casey was about to say.
I won't say it. That's
what Casey was about to say.
That we're better than
it is, like,
youth, but.
The, being someone who, I mean, even though it was the beginning, the transition from high school to college is really intense. So having those people that you can come back to in this group make it easier. And honestly, these are where my closest friends are, is Conclave.
Aww.
So, yeah, it's true. Like, I really don't speak to anyone at school. Maybe minus Aww. Three people. That's personal choice. But
I did the same thing.
You do
that?
Yeah.
I didn't want anything to do with
anyone. Some weirdos, though.
No, I'm not name calling, but there are some, you know, if high fives are uncomfy, then whatever. That's a conversation I had today. But, like, I went from the guy who had, like, all... Who seemed to be friends with everyone in high school, you know? I wouldn't say popular, but friendly.
Right.
I'll say that. Everyone knew who I was. And then I go to college, I didn't know anyone. And it's weird. But in Conclave, you know, I had all these people, and I saw them every week, and I ended up seeing them every day, and then I end up, you know, letting all my baggage out into them. And it's awesome. It's better than friends. It really is. And it's really good for that transition from high school to college, or that any transition. It's really good to have that group of people there so you can count on them to be kind of like your accountability partner and make sure you're good and have a support group like that.
You know, I think that's the interesting thing about the transition in that college age is the teenage years, you're kind of forced to be around a lot of people.
Right.
And then in your early career, you know, college, early career, you're really only around the people that you make time for, that you choose to be around.
Absolutely. Like, I learned this earlier this semester in family consumer science class, actually. Like, you know, I think this is just common knowledge at this point, but, you know, from that transition from high school to college, you know, a lot of kids end up not going to church at that time. They're on their own. They're not forced or used to going to church. Some people try to find the church. They may not stay that way. But having a small group That's not. Oh my goodness! Having a college and careers ministry like this, I mean, it really does help. You stay with the people, especially for a commuter, for someone who didn't have to like find another church too.
Yeah.
Because obviously, there's some people who moved away and they couldn't do that. But for when they are here, it's good to stay in contact with them. It's good. It's a good thing. Join Conclave.
Or if you're, if you moved away for college and you moved to the Birmingham area.
Just listen to Conclave Radio.
Come to Conclave.
Come to Conclave.
We'll be your home away from home.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll be honest, like, the first thing that, like... Okay, so the first thing that got me involved in Conclave wasn't the spiritual aspect of it. It was the family aspect of it. It was being around people who wanted to be around me. And sometimes, for some people, that's the first step you need.
Yeah,
absolutely. Acceptance.
If you're really broken and you need something, of course you need Jesus. But that initial sting, that initial hurt, you need a relationship.
Yeah. Sometimes you need people to lead you to Jesus. Mm-hmm. You need that connection.
People. Don't
sometimes
know
you're not ready to drink from the well yet. You just need someone to walk you there too.
Absolutely.
Ooh, kind of preach.
Hey.
You accept broken people
or spring.
Wow! But no, I mean, it goes back to the old adage, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way they know how much you care is by you showing that you're family to them. By you loving them. As, ooh, Christ told us to. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
As brothers and sisters. I do call Clint Father Clint, though.
Padre.
He's the bishop. Padre. Or Papa Clint. He's Papa Clint in my phone. He's still my brother, though. I'm Daddy's brother. Welcome to Conclave Radio. I am Daddy's brother, because we're all brothers. Michelle, would you like to say what you thought about the documentary and what Conclave means to you?
The documentary was amazing.
Would you like to say it in a microphone?
It's okay. The mic should pick her up.
It's okay. Well, not clean.
I mean, people are trying really hard to struggle to hear, but if she gets too close to it, it might stop working.
I think that Sarah Beth did a really good job showing what we're all about. And Conclave is important to me because it changed my path. I was heading down the wrong one. Conclave saved me. I'm thankful for Clint and Lisa and all the relationships that I've made just by Conclave. So, I can't talk anymore. I'll start crying.
Better start drinking water now.
But yeah, but the truth about Conclave is like, and about, like, at least half of us in this room are people who were saved,
yeah,
by Conclave or through Conclave. Like, you know, I don't think we could say that we are where we are today if it weren't here. And like you said, the first way to get to that feeling is through the relationships and acceptance.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're broken, you know, so are all of us, or we were too. It's a great place to start, is just those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Leads to something greater.
Hey, speaking of,
hey.
go on Facebook and comment on the Facebook live video if you'd be interested in, if you're in the Birmingham area, attending a Conclave Seder. Passover. It's being debated, and we want to know how much interest there is.
Really?
So if you are interested in attending a Passover Seder sponsored by Conclave, go on there and comment and say, I'm interested, and we'll see how many comments we get.
Me and DM. Hmm? Direct, you can direct a message.
Yeah.
As well. On any social media platforms if you want. After you follow us.
Before you close us out,
yeah,
I didn't get to finish with what Conclave was to me.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a point to that.
Real quick.
That was intentional.
Oh, thank you. What is Conclave to me?
Welcome to Conclave Radio.
Conclave is home.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's a family, there's a home.
Where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
Boom, boom, boom.
If you want to be where you can see, troubles are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Oh, fuck.
It's okay. All that does is goes to my ear.
It was on the
don't do it.
Power supply.
Don't do it. We're almost done, Blake.
That would have killed it all.
It's fine.
Greg, I need you to sing while I close out. Same song. You can sing whatever you want.
You want to be where you can
well, if you're in the metropolitan Birmingham area, you can join us for Conclave Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Come through the food stay for the family. And if not, you can come on Wednesday nights at 6:30 for Conclave U.
The U.
There's a table in our classroom now, so I'm excited. And if not, you can come to Sunday Metropolitan Church of God Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock for Pastor Jason Browning. That's okay. He had candy in a bucket last Sunday, so you know his preaching is grand.
Because he has to give out candy.
Absolutely, and we're still eating it to this day. And if not, that's okay. You can follow us on social media, because we're all over the place on social media. You can follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and you can listen to Conclave Radio. You can follow us on Instagram, Stitcher, Stitcher, Spotify, Spreaker. iTunes, Spreaker. We'll find other ways. I feel like we should be added to SoundCloud. I feel like that's a big platform nowadays.
It's fluctuating.
Well,
like it was really popular, and then it's just kind of, and now it's.
We'll look at it.
We'll see.
We'll look at it. Hey,
SoundCloud. If you really want us to be on there, why don't you reach out with some type of sponsorship?
Yeah, absolutely. Or sponsorship, Patreon. Give a like, please. Cheers.
GoFundMe.
Welcome to Conclave Radio. We'll see you next time on the next episode of
Conclave Radio.
So we're gonna fade out. Now.
Basically,
it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We found a button.
We found a button.
Presents an evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon. Yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.